Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're back with more Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
This was supposed to be the schedule release show. Dan Wiederer and I, like, we're going to be talking about the schedule, but that has been pushed back until next Wednesday. So there will be no schedule show because we've got a Cubs game that night. And but Dan Wiederer has put together a 17-game schedule for the Chicago Bears, which he deems to be ideal. First of all, Dan, how long did it take you to put this together? Just wanted to think, just sit down a couple hours, put it together.
Talk about
how you put this together.
So when we talk about ideal, we're talking about theater, right? We're talking about ideal for people like you and me and this radio station. Let's set this up for maximum Bears theater in 2024. And so you're just kind of trying to piece this thing together with things we know. We know the Bears are going to London this year. We know kind of what their opponents look like, obviously, and you're just trying to find a flow that would be fun for everybody, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. No, that's why I thought to myself, I'm probably going to like this because he's not going to do anything dumb for the sake of the media. He's going to make it good.
So let's try this. You want to get out of the gates? I've got dates. I've got everything ready for you.
Let's
okay?
do it. All right. Game one of the season, Chicago Bears will play who and when?
Just to reiterate, for the listeners, this is not a prediction. This is not a report. This is just an exercise.
Yeah, this is not really happening right now.
Sports Talk Radio. And then hopefully next week, Danny Parkins will have the early leak of the schedule and be able to give us the real one in advance. And we can all move on with our Wednesday next week. But week one, Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field, Sunday Night Football.
Oh, man.
Let's not overthink this, Grody. Let's take the game's oldest rivalry. Let's take the league's newest budding star. Let's put him on the stage under the lights in Chicago with all of the hype and enthusiasm that we've been talking about that's building. Can you imagine a better jacked up home crowd to begin the Caleb Williams era with him trying to end a 10-game losing streak against the Green Bay Packers for the Bears?
No, but I also could not have imagined a more ideal situation back in 2019 when the Bears opened the season out at Soldier Field and they were booing that night. What was it, 10-3?
10-3.
The final score was
10-3. The most astonishing part of that night, and you're right, the Bears farted on the yeah. opening of the 100th season of the NFL.
Oh, by the way, they farted the year before on opening night against the Packers. Well,
at least they came out. Remember, they built that huge lead behind Khalil Mack.
First drive?
That was even though they lost that game, you felt like, man, there's a jolt of energy here, and this could be a season that's better than we thought. And it was better than we thought. But that 2019 game for me, the Bears had the ball with the chance to go tie, and the entire stadium knew they were going to lose. Yes. And it was like one of those moments where you're like, man, this is sad that it's gone so sad and so bad on opening night of the NFL's 100th season that there's no hope anywhere in the building that they're going to lead this drive to tie the game. And I think it was Adrian Amos had a pick of Mitch in the end zone seal it, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Somewhere there
and
in
that
the
was
second half.
Amos's first year with them, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was. And by the way, we've both been debunked on this one. I love it. But at least according to a texter, we need to confirm this. But the Packers, are they playing in Brazil week one? That's what a texter is saying. Maybe I shouldn't be so quick to assume that the texter is correct.
You might be right.
But I don't know. I should have probably known
it's
that.
It's a radio exercise. We're doing this for theater.
Exactly. Exactly.
These are my requests to the NFL scheduling office.
Okay, because we could get that changed. All right. Game one, Packers, Bears, Soldier Field. I clicked like.
Week two, let's take it to September 15th and let's put the Panthers in Soldier Field. Back-to-back home games, and let's take last year's number one pick, Bryce Young, against this year's number one pick, Caleb Williams, and then let's get that entire week full of social media reminders and TV graphics to remind you what the Bears got in the trade with the Panthers to set their roster up in the way that it is.
Oh my God. Finally, the graphics are going to be in the Bears' favor.
Right.
Yeah, the graphics.
Right.
That's a great thing to discuss. Like, the graphics have not been, like, the graphics are always the list of quarterbacks or the list of wide receivers that you and I were just talking about. So I like the imagination.
By the way, ban that texter from the text line for at least 2 weeks for not getting on the fun ride here.
What have we told you about correcting us, texters? Don't do it.
Just get in the car. We're having fun here. All right. This is the theater. All right. So week three, we're going to go September 23rd. We're going to put this game on Monday Night Football. Bears are going to be on primetime twice in the first 3 weeks of the Caleb Williams era. Get used to that. They're going to play in San Francisco, in Santa Clara, against the 49ers. Okay. You take the reigning NFC champions and you have a measuring stick game in week three.
Do you think that the Bears would win that game?
No.
Bears? No, I don't think so either.
Not right now. 49ers are more complete, but the nation would watch.
Oh, yeah. No.
Monday Night Football.
Absolutely.
The Bears.
Yes. Yes. So at San Fran. Yes, that would be the first test. Because we're assuming the Bears would be 2-0 after the first two games. They'll beat the Packers. They'll beat Carolina. And then they're going to probably lose to San Fran. But you're right. It'll be the first test of the season.
I like this. You're going one step further. You're predicting the results of this game. This is only going to make the exercise better.
And then you're
going to have a record at the end. All right,
yes,
so you got them 2-1.
2-1 right now.
Coming back home on September 29th to face the New England Patriots.
They got
a new coach. They got a new quarterback. You know who he is. His name is Drake May. He was supposed to be neck and neck with Caleb Williams to be the number one pick this year, and then Caleb distanced himself, and Drake May wound up going number three overall. New opportunity for the Bears. The last time they played the Patriots, obviously, was that statement win at Foxborough.
That's right.
We thought that was sort of part of the coming out party for Justin Fields a couple years ago. It ended up just being a little bit of a flash that didn't last as long as everyone wanted it to.
It was so astonishing.
That was
astonishingly wonderful to beat Bill Belichick's Patriots.
Right, and it was so rare because I don't think they had really done that for 20-plus years before that. So what do you think about that one? Week four, Patriots coming here.
Yeah, I don't think the Patriots are going to have their act together at that point. You know, we were talking about Drake May during the break, and it's funny how 2 years ago when we started hearing about both of these guys, they were like on the same wavelength. It felt like Caleb Williams and Drake May, that both being uttered as generational quarterbacks, and then May just took a step back, and we know that this is all talk and who knows how it's going to go. I don't think they're going to have their bleep together by that time. So I'm going to give the Bears the win. I got them for 3-1.
Wow, here you go. Grody's got them on the roll here. By the way, previous texter who we've banned from the text line for a couple of weeks. We can always flip-flop those Panthers and Packers games if we really need. When I put the calls in after the show to the NFL schedule makers, I'll just make special note of that. If the Packers indeed want to follow through on that trip to Brazil, the Bears will follow through on their trip overseas, and they're going to go to London, and they're going to go there in week 5 to face the Jacksonville Jaguars at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Last year, the Jaguars did the 2-week stay in London. They played one game as the quote-unquote home team, and then played the second week as the visitor to the Buffalo Bills in Tottenham. Well, this year they're going to do something similar, and their game the second week is going to be against the Bears at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Were you there? Were you in London in 2019?
Yeah, I remember. What I remember most from that game was Akeem Hicks getting injured, and I remember the defense took a hit. Remember he had that bad knee injury? And after that,
it was gruesome the way he bent, really funny. I can picture now the view of watching him.
I was doing the sidelines then. So what I remember about that, the weird bend, and then just hearing Akeem Hicks screaming, like just in pain. That was one of like the traumatic things about working the sidelines, is hearing some of the guys.
Seeing it,
hearing it, watching the anguish, like when they would come to the sideline. And I remember, I don't remember if Akeem was taken to the locker room. I think he came back out and he just was shaking his head the whole time because he knew he was going to be out for a while.
That was Kyle Long's last game as a Bear as well. There was some problems there. And then they basically said, maybe after we get back from London, you don't come back to the team. And that's kind of what happened there.
Maybe you don't come back. What do you think about that, Kyle? Maybe you don't come back.
Yeah.
All right. Do they win? I think they're going to win just because revenge for the organization, avenging the loss in 2019 in London. So the Bears will beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bears are 4-1.
City's alive now.
Oh, my God.
And we're going into a bye week because we're coming back from London, and you're going to get the break to go in the bye week. So you got 4-1, and the city's alive right about the time that the Cubs are making a run in the playoffs.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, my God, like, forget it, Chicago. This is rolling here. And then we come back after the bye. Week 7, I'm going to go to Torchy's Tacos. We're going to be in Houston. We're going to be back on primetime again. This is going to be against the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud, last year's Offensive Rookie of the Year. The bar that everyone has established for Caleb Williams being, you've got to match C.J. Stroud, right? You've got to throw for as many yards as he threw for, as many touchdowns as he accounted for. Stroud versus Caleb Williams, Sunday Night Lights, Week 7. Here we go.
Bears are going to be 4-2 after that game, unfortunately. They're going to lose that game. I just think that going into Houston, it's going to be raucous. They know that Caleb Williams will be coming off his third 300-yard game of the season, and C.J. Stroud is going to want to hold court. Pride game for Houston. They're going to beat the Bears. The Bears are going to be 4-2.
All right, we get to a small little patch where it's not quite as compelling. That's going to happen in every season. Week 8, October 27th, we're going to go to Arizona. The Bears are going to play the Cardinals. The Cardinals have given Kyler Murray Marvin Harrison Jr. They're trying to set him up with a weapon. The Bears said, we'll one-up you. We're going to give Caleb Williams, Keenan Allen, and Roma Dunze, and we're going to put them together with DJ Moore. Let's see if we can have a more entertaining game than the one that the Bears won on Christmas Eve against the Cardinals last year. I think it was 27-16.
I think this one's going to feel good for the Bears for sure. I think it's going to be the Bears will win that game. They're going to end up 5-2. So that's a good one. I like it.
Next week, Soldier Field, November 3rd. Now we're in the month of November. Quickly, we're past Halloween. They've had the Halloween party at Hallis Hall, and now they're bringing the Seattle Seahawks to town. Mike McDonald, one of 4 first-time NFL head coaches on the Bears' schedule this season. He joins Jared Mayo, Dave Canales, and Brian Callahan on that list. Seahawks, Bears, Soldier Field, November 3rd.
Shane Waldron, right?
Yeah, so reunion with Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, Jackson Smith and Jigba didn't seem to like the way Shane Waldron did business. I think it's going to be a tough game for the Bears. I think that the Bears will lose that game. They're going to be 5-3.
Oh, okay. A little stumble there.
Right there. I think it's going to be a rough one for the Bears, and it's not going to be a good look for Shane Waldron.
All right. We're backloading the NFC North schedule a little bit. In Week 10, November 10th, we're going to go to Motor City. We're going to go back to the site of the draft.
First Detroit game,
and
baby.
We're going to go play the Lions. Ryan Poles, famously on January 24th, 2022, said, we're going to take the North and never give it back. Since he said that, the Packers at that time that he said that were the reigning division champs. Then the Vikings won the division, and now the Lions for the first time ever are reigning NFC North champions. If you're going to take the North, you better get it from somebody at some point, and that's the first step in that direction.
They played the Lions pretty well last year, but, man, they're pretty good. They're going to be pretty pumped up this year. I think David Montgomery might score a couple touchdowns in that game. The Bears are going to lose that first game at Detroit. They're 5-4. They're 5-4 now.
Yeah, so we just went from a jubilant bye week to 5-4 pretty quickly, and now the phone lines at the Score are lighting up. Mondays on Mully and Haw are irate.
Right.
Nobody can keep this together the way that they wanted to, and in week 11, you get a home game against the Tennessee Titans.
Mm.
Brian Callahan, the new coach there, Will Levis throwing in there. They just used their top 10 draft pick on J.C. Latham, talented tackle out of Alabama. They, a year ago, remember, used a high pick on Peter Skoronski, local kid, done well, Park Ridge, Northwestern, on to Nashville, my friends, and he's going to come back home to play the Bears on November 17th.
I like it. The Bears are going to win that game. I don't trust Will Levis. I don't think he's going to be great. So I think it's the Bears are going to be 6-4 really quickly here. Just to clarify,
oh,
we have a 708 texter.
Is this the guy that's banned?
No, it's not the banned guy. Good. This is an innocent texter. It's actually a decent text because I should do a better job of clarifying. So wait, the schedule isn't coming out official until May 15, right? How do you have all the specific dates? Again, this is Dan Wiederer's ideal Bears schedule. This is not a real schedule. It's a fun radio exercise.
I feel bad for the people that have gotten on UnitedAirlines.com and booked flights for some of these games right now. Make sure that those are refundable tickets.
Or the people that are going, God, this is an awesome schedule. I like the thinking here.
All right.
So we're at what?
Week 12.
Okay.
This takes us to November 24th. We're a few days before Thanksgiving here, and we're getting the rematch with the Packers. And it's going to be Caleb Williams' first trip into Lambeau Field. Caleb Williams, noted Aaron Rodgers fan.
That's right.
Gets to go into the stadium where Aaron Rodgers spent 15 seasons as a starter. I believe he won 8 division titles during that time. That's fun, right? You'd figure that would be a 3 p.m. Fox game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. So this is
week
at
12,
Lambeau. At Lambeau. God. It's really hard for me to pick the Bears winning at Lambeau Field. I don't think they're gonna win that game. Bears are gonna lose that game. The Bears are gonna be 6. So they win the game at home. The Bears lose to the Packers just because that's what happens. And I know this is new, but I've been hurt before. 6-5 is where I got the Bears now through 11 games.
All right. Quick turnaround. And this is a curveball. I don't even know if it's legal amid the NFL scheduling dynamics, but I have the Bears playing on Thanksgiving. They typically play on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions. Yeah. But as you noted a couple weeks ago, they've already been to Detroit and lost on your slate.
Yeah.
We're having them host a Thanksgiving night game.
Okay.
We're putting the Bears at home on Thanksgiving night here at Soldier Field, and we're having the Vikings come to town.
Oh, man. I love that. That is a absolute win for the Bears under the lights.
Caleb against J.J. McCarthy.
I absolutely love it. And I think, look, Minnesota always feels like the bottom never really drops out for them in a huge way. I think that the Vikings will be fine, but that's a Bears win that night. There's no stopping them. Bears are back to 7-5.
All right. Now we're in the mix now. The graphics are out, and they're not just in the hunt. They're inside that wild card graphic.
See, that's
now, right.
Right? Absolutely.
And we're motoring on. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to play back-to-back Thursday night games because that always happens.
It does.
Week after Thanksgiving, those two teams will find a way to find it. Guess who we're going to play? We're going to play the Washington Commanders on December 5th on a Thursday night. Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, number one pick, number two pick. Let's put them on the Amazon Prime.
Okay. Oh, you've got the
Thursday
network.
Night.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah.
Right? And we'll test that out.
8-5 for the Bears, for sure. That's Caleb's hometown, right?
Right.
So he's not going to let the Bears lose that game. That's not going to happen. So that is a victory. Bears are 8-5.
I typed all this out, and I'm getting more excited as I say it out loud. Like, this is a great schedule that we've got here.
No, it's terrific here. And I think the record, I think it's pretty good. You feeling my record so far at 8-5, or do you think that they'd be dominating more at this point?
I'm going with the flow here.
Okay.
I'm letting you do all the prognostication.
Okay.
I've already done enough work here, enough heavy lifting getting the schedule together.
Yeah.
So week 15, now we've got a long week, right? Like, we're coming off that Thursday night game in Washington. You got extra time to prepare, and you're going to go down to Indianapolis. Now, here's where I'm going to throw you the curveball. Anthony Richardson's hurt again.
Oh,
he's not going to play. So it's a December reunion with Joe Flacco.
Oh,
down in Indianapolis against the Colts in week 15 on December 15th.
Avenging Joe Flacco. Interesting.
Or not avenging Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Who's been known to make some comebacks late in games.
Yes, he has. At Indianapolis, it's a short trip. Bears are going to win that game. Bears are going to be 9-5.
Now it's picking up steam.
9-5. I know there were some nervous moments in terms of the wins and losses, but 9-5. Okay.
Christmas season is getting happy, which takes us to December 22nd, week 16. We're going to welcome an old friend back to Soldier Field. His name is Matthew Stafford. He was 5-6 there as the Lions quarterback. He threw for 400 yards and 3 touchdowns in his last game in Chicago. That was late during the COVID year in 2020. Yeah. But he's with the Rams now, and the Rams are coming here on December 22nd.
So it's at Soldier. Guess what? Ding, 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 ding. The Bears just hit double-digit wins. They're 10-5. Tyler is telling me we got to take a break. How you want to do this here, Tyler? Do we going to have time to give the last couple?
Just want me to spit them out?
Yeah, you want to just spit them out? Yeah, I guess we're going to have to do that. So the Bears are 10-5 here at this point.
Week 17 at Minnesota, but we're going to put that on a Saturday night. We're going to go December 28th, another primetime game, Bears at Vikings.
Bears lose 10-6 now for the Bears.
Finale, I'm so sick of the Bears playing the Vikings and sometimes the Packers in Week 18. We're going to have the Lions come here for Week 18, and we're going to hope that there's potentially some things on the line.
Come on by. And ladies and gentlemen, the Chicago Bears will end up with a record of 11-6. After losing at Detroit, the Bears will take care of business in the season finale in Dan Weider's fake schedule.
What a great time to be alive.
Absolutely. When we return, we're going to bring in Stacey Dales. We're going to run Dan's entire schedule. No, we're not going to do that. Stacey Dales is next from the NFL Network. We will discuss the Bears with her, and she's got a really good eye on the rest of the division as well. So Stacey Dale's coming up next on The Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back with more Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Well, we just did the Dan Wiederer pretend a schedule, which was an absolute blast, and I had the Bears ending up at 11-6 based on that. The actual schedule comes out next Wednesday, so that was not real.
It was fake, as you called it before we went to break.
Dan's fake schedule. And I understand there was a couple texters that were like, whoa, is this going on right now? No. That was Dan's ideal idea for a schedule, and that's why it sounded so brilliant and exciting.
Yeah, I just wish they would give me more influence in this league at some point. I've been around.
Hey, you've covered the Bears for 12 years.
And the Vikings 2 years before that. I mean, that's 14 years of credibility for the schedule makers to just latch onto and say, let's roll with this schedule. Let's make this happen.
Dan Wiederer will be at Rookie Minicamp tomorrow. I will be at Rookie Minicamp tomorrow. I'm Mark Grody. Joining us now is somebody I think that we're going to probably see a lot out at Hallis Hall this year, and that is Stacey Dales of the NFL Network. You should follow her on X at Stacey Dales, common spelling, and she joins us right now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Download the Circa Sports app today. Stacey, what's going on?
Well, what's going on is there's no place I'd rather be on a Thursday night than with you two fine men.
That's wonderful, and that's a total lie as well.
No, I'll actually be out there tomorrow, Grody. I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't remember a season in which I was covering the Bears as much as I perceivably will be this coming season. The last, I guess I would say, it was 2018 when they, you know, had the playoff run, and it was a double doink year. That was quite a season. That defense, I'll never forget it. But they just kept winning, and so I got home games, and then things kind of shifted from there on forward. And so I'm really pumped. I'm going to come out to check out these rookies tomorrow.
Inside the Bears media room, the relevance meter of the team is measured by how often you are out there.
And so
your projection of being out there quite frequently this year means that the relevance has returned. And through that lens, Stacey, what to you is the most compelling part of the current state of the Chicago Bears?
That there's going to be an offense. I mean, I think that's, you know, when you are notoriously, as you guys know, you know, with historically with how good the defense always seems to be in Chicago, and sort of the way Flus sort of flipped the script on it last year and got it to be actually a really good defense. But it's now this optimism surrounding an offense that has been, you know, paltry at best and non-existent. So the excitement of this really talented wide receiver core and this brand new offensive coordinator that, you know, until we see otherwise, there's a lot of excitement around, and we'll have to see the product on the field. But the relationships seem to be strong. I feel like the players are bought into Eberflus And I think that really started when they, you know, he took over defensive play calling duties last year. But, you know, in my internal conversations, like the excitement around Shane Waldron and, you know, a guy who has shown what vertical attack can look like in the NFL, which hasn't existed really for the Bears. So, and it's talented. I mean, the backfield's talented. The tight ends are talented. And these receivers are really, these first three guys are really special, and Moore and the rookie Odunze and Keenan Allen. And I think they could be used in an array of ways, as we saw, you know, Waldron most recently do with DK Metcalf and Lockett and Jaxon Smith-Njigba in Seattle. I mean, those three receivers, 60-plus catches each last year. I think it was the only team in the NFL to have three guys with that many or more catches. Which means, you know, how are you going to spread the ball around? How are the tight ends going to be used with all the different formational things he likes to do with tight ends? And certainly see it curtailed or tailored to what Caleb Williams wants to do.
That's such a great point. I can't wait, because we all have ideas on what the blueprint of the offense might be, but we don't know exactly how these guys are going to be used. You know, one of the things that I've said here, because Caleb Williams is a rookie quarterback, everybody has to manage expectations. But, Stacey, do fans actually have to manage expectations? I mean, it just feels like this is going to work.
I think they do, just because, like, how many first overall quarterbacks have had immediate success historically? I mean, it's hard to do. The difference is, to me, is Poles has really built a roster that will, you know, it will protect Caleb Williams. I think that's the thing that I find most intriguing about it. I think Bears fans have struggled for so long to get a product that they're absolutely obsessed with in terms of winning. And so I think the expectations are already tempered a little bit because of the history. However, you know, because of the way the roster is built, I don't know about you guys, when I look at Miami, obviously just adding OBJ, you know, that's the fastest, most explosive offense in football. And look at the way Chris has built that thing down there with Mike McDaniel. Like, I think what Poles has done, it's too, obviously it's just on paper right now, but the way he's reconstructed this roster for success for the quarterback, which is exactly what they've done, Chris Greer's done down in Miami, like, taking Tua Tagovailoa and building a roster that allows him to get the ball out extremely quickly and with all that speed on the perimeter. And I think Poles is onto something with the way he's sort of constructed this thing.
Part of what he's done in constructing it is gotten Caleb Williams not only a top 10 receiver in the first round, but a top 10 receiver that he clearly liked, both on film and when they got to know each other a little bit during the pre-draft process. And I'm curious, having spent time with Caleb and Rome here in the last, you know, month and a half or whatever it's been now, what would you say is the significance of that early connection between those two guys and the potential that this could be a duo that's together for a long time?
Well, there's just such a, this is not apples to apples by any stretch, but when I was drafted in the WNBA, I was drafted with Asia Jones, who was taken fourth right after me. I was third overall. And Asia played for Connecticut. They beat us in the national championship game. But to go into a draft with somebody else that sort of that close to you, you know, 3 and 4, and with the success that you had had collegiately, I mean, Rome led the FBS in what, receiving yards or a few different, I don't have it in front of me, but the guys, you know, I think played against each other at some point, and they spent, you crossed paths with these people in the pre-draft process. So, you know, I just remember me and Asia going in, like, there was a double impact. It's kind of like with the Sky right now with Angel Reese and Cordoso. There's this like double wave of incredibleness coming into your system. And that's what you're getting with Rome and Caleb. And I think that will infiltrate and permeate this team in a really positive way. And I just can't say enough about guys, Dan, like the character of these guys.
Yeah.
I have been blown away. Rome was my favorite receiver in the draft. I loved a few of them. I mean, like, I had a couple circled after the combine. I was like, holy cow, if any team gets these guys, like whether it's Ladd McConkey or, you know, the young man that went to the 49ers, might have been my favorite, the guy out of Florida, I think it was, or Miami. I just, like, Rome, he is everything you could imagine having in terms of character and talent.
Yeah.
That, like, it's like a dream come true to draft a guy like that. And Caleb is wonderful as well. But, like, you know the receiver position, right? Like, Grody and Dan, it's just, you can get, like, I don't want to say some egos in there, but, like, that is a really delicate position. And when you have the combination of what this guy has, I mean, this is a guy that, you know, every set of parents would want to see their child marry. Like, he's that fantastic. And I just can't say enough about him. I can't wait to see how they connect and watch him interact tomorrow at Talus Hall.
Talking to Stacey Dales of the NFL Network, Mark Grody and Dan Weeder here on The Score. We'll be here until 9 o'clock. Talk to Caitlin Sharkey in about an hour from right now. For people who don't know, you probably know, but Stacey Dales covers the entire NFC North, and she goes to where the hot story is, and that's why we were saying that we're probably going to see a lot of her out at Halas Hall. But how do you handicap this division? I mean, it's all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this division feels loaded.
Yeah, Grody, that's a good word for it, loaded. I mean, you loaded baked potato for sure. I mean,
what? From Wendy's, what from side? Wendy's, yeah.
Yeah, I like extra chives on my baked potatoes, but I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, the Detroit Lions just drafted Terrion Arnold and then Ennis Rakestraw, and like all of a sudden their defense is better and they won the division for the first time since 93. And then I the two teams that nobody wanted to play at the end of last year in the entire league were the Packers and Bears. Like, nobody wanted any of that mess, right? Like, nobody wanted to face the Bears' number one rush defense in the NFL. Like, to lead the NFL with in run defense, it's so hard to do. Like, I have such, like, you know, congratulatory, whatever you want to any team that does that, because that's a pride thing. It really is.
Yeah.
The Bears did it. Nobody wanted to play him down the stretch. Nobody wanted to play Jordan Love down the stretch. That guy got markedly better. And now they've got a new defensive coordinator there in Green Bay, and Jeff Hafley, who is right now incredibly impressive. His press conferences, the way he teaches the game, the way he breaks things down in his press conferences in the early going. And you get, when you get new coaches in, it's like a whole new lifeblood, right? You guys know this, right? Everybody, you've got to impress the new coach. Like, you want to be on the field. Like, this is a fresh start for everybody. So, it's going to be a fierce division, I think, this year. And, you know, I didn't even mention the Vikings. We'll see what they do at quarterback. But, I think for Chicago, like, I did one of my reports on the last time they beat the Packers. I'm not even going to bother our Bears fans listening right now to go into those numbers, but it's
we already
very
did that
long...
It's okay, Stace.
All I did was go back in the last 10 years, the last 10 seasons, and it's like two wins, I think it was, against Green Bay. So that's got to be the first mission, and I think Bears fans should believe in polls. One of the first things he said in his opening press conference was, we're going to take the North. And I feel like his commitment to rebuilding this roster, you guys watch him, right? Like, he's laser focused. He really is. I don't know how you guys see him, but this man he's had lasers in his eyes. Like, when he walks in a room, he's got those red lasers. And you know what I mean?
How about when he's just walking the field before the game, when he does his, like, 100 laps around Soldier Field?
On the perimeter.
That look, man, he's got the headphones in. It's like, that man is focused on every step he's taken.
He is. If he's early, and I'm always out there, like, so early, it's ridiculous.
You and I
early.
Both.
Yeah, we see each other, don't we, Grody,
yes,
when we come
do.
In Soldier?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We cheers our coffees, like our...
Uh-huh.
Like our, yep. I don't like bugging people on game day, but if we make eye contact and they smile, it's like game over. So, I try not to bug him, but because of what you're saying, like, he is, that dude's, he wants to win, man. Like, I have a good feeling about what's going to happen for Bears fans, but they got to beat the Packers.
So Stacey, to that end, you know, Ryan's got, it's just such a very chill confidence about himself that you feel when you're in his presence. And early in the pre-draft process, you know, the word on the street was that there was a very immediate connection between him and Caleb because they both handle each other in a similar manner, where it's a very self-assured but very relaxed way of you know, displaying that self-assurance. Now, obviously, Caleb's connection with Shane Waldron, his connection with Matt Eberflus, may be just as important, if not more so, than with the GM. But I do think it's significant that those guys found common ground really quickly. To that end, in the time you've spent around Caleb, how do you sort of tell the outside world what his presence feels like when you're there with him?
Yeah, what a great question, Dan. He just is extreme. Like, there's an energy of confidence about him. Like, you kind of magnetize to that energy. He is extremely confident. And I think the beauty of all this that's transpiring is, one thing I like that the Bears did, and it got talked about a little bit, but, you know, they had one quarterback in for a top 30. They didn't go see, you know, they didn't have these extended visits with, you know, the other quarterbacks, right? Like, yeah. I love that, because that tells me, if I'm Caleb Williams, holy SH, like, these guys love me, they want me, they believe in me, I'm going to come and run through a brick wall for them. When you feel wanted in life, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's your relationships you're in or your employer. It's the rate, might be the raise you get, might be the contract extension you get in the NFL. When you are drafted in the top 10, and mind you, first overall, when you are wanted to that end, and there is no debating. I mean, look at Bryce Young last year. Did we not hear rumblings that, well, the owner didn't want this player, but the other guy wanted this guy? Like, there was no debate in the Bears facility. Every single person in that building wanted Caleb Williams. And we had all this conjecture leading up to the draft. But, as it got closer and closer, it was going to be Caleb. We all knew that. But that has to make Caleb Williams feel like he's on top of this mountain and he's ready to run through a brick wall for the Bears. And, oh, by the way, we went and got you Keenan Allen and DJ Shakir, and we got you Romo Odunze, and, you know, we went and got you DeAndre Swift, and we added Gerald Everett because, well, he's played under Shane Waldron, and he's a receiving tight end. Like, I think that the whole thing is built to be successful, and I love the buy-in from the beginning from the Bears on their number one overall pick.
Absolutely. You got one more, Dan? Okay. Stacey, we're going to see you out at Halas Hall tomorrow. Being that you're going to be there, does this mean I have to compete for space with you in the NFL Network room out there, which has become very popular with everybody?
No, I walked into that room, dude, and I'm like, this has been turned into an office of sorts.
I know. I started it, and everybody else has paraded in. Now I got to compete for space in there.
No, it's number one, it's not my room. You guys know me. We're all in this together. You guys are my teammates, and we'll go crush it tomorrow and every day thereafter this season. We're going to have a ride this year, guys.
Stacey, it's your room. We're just living in it.
That's right. That's right. Hey, neither Dan nor I was a number three overall draft pick at any time in our life. So
I think I might have been in, like, house league baseball when I was 9.
Oh, nice.
I just want a good hair day from you, Grody. That's all I'm looking for. Good hair day.
Yeah, I got the hat on right now just because I've been doing some stuff to it. So I'll see if I can have it fully formed tomorrow for everybody.
I would appreciate it.
You got it. Stacey, you're the best. Thanks for joining us.
All right, boys. Yep. Have a good night.
That is Stacey Dales from the NFL Network joining us here on our fake schedule release show. That's what this was supposed to be again. Initially, this was the schedule release show, and they were like, Porth was like, you guys still want to do a show? I'm like, hell yeah, we still want to do a show. So here we've been, and we will be here until 9 o'clock. We've got Caitlin Sharkey from WGN coming on at 8:30. Coming up next, we are going to hear from former Chargers linebacker Sean Merriman talking about Caleb Williams relative to Justin Fields. So Sean Merriman next, Mark Grody, Dan Wiederer on The Score.
Let's get back to more of Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And you know when you hear names like that, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody, you should assume that we were talking Bears, and that's exactly what we are doing. Caleb Williams is here, but for many, and understandably, it was very difficult for people to let go of Justin Fields. I'm assuming that a lot of people listening probably have not necessarily let Justin Fields go. And I felt like from the beginning, I don't think that there was ever as much excitement ever for a draft pick, and maybe Caleb Williams has usurped it, but when they drafted Justin Fields, I don't know, Dan, you tell me, man, was there ever collectively more excitement for a draft pick in your lifetime and even mine, I'm a little bit older, than Justin Fields?
No, man, the energy and the optimism starting that era was incredibly high, and it was that way really through the entirety of Justin's first season and deep into his second season. I remember being at Justin's first practice at rookie camp, and you lay eyes on him for the first time, and you're like, look at this guy. Look how big he is.
Yeah.
Watch him run these sprints. Look how fast he is compared to these other professional athlete teammates he has. Look at the way he throws a football. The gifts were obvious from the minute you watched him. And then ultimately, obviously, there are things that are required at that position in this league that you have to eventually master that Justin never got to. But at the start of the run, there was incredible excitement and enthusiasm for what the Bears could be opening the door to.
Sean Merriman is a former Chargers linebacker. He was last night on the Under Center podcast on NBC Sports Chicago with our fellow Bears reporter Josh Schrock. And he was kind of asked about that dimension with Justin Fields and Caleb Williams and that going forward.
When you talk about the quarterback position now, Caleb got it the worst. I mean, he's going to have it the worst because, for one, Justin Fields leaving. Now the expectations are high because, as we just talked about, Justin Fields didn't play terrible. He actually played well. He was even getting better. And so Caleb has the most pressure coming in. Obviously, a lot of talk of him coming from college and his personality, his characteristics, all these things that really don't matter until he gets on the field. But also, too, every incomplete pass, every interception, he is going to be overly scrutinized in everything he does. I wouldn't want to be him for the world, because if he came in, the quarterback before him was just terrible, wasn't performing, that he got it easy. He got it made because he knows he's going to be better than whatever was on the field before. He stepped on the field behind Justin Fields and how he played and how much he was getting better. So that comparison is going to be there until he really flourishes and Justin Fields is completely removed from the Bears' mindset and fan base.
Yeah, I mean, I get some of what he's saying. I mean, we talked to Tevin Jenkins just after 6 o'clock tonight. If you go back and check that out on the Odyssey app, and he talked about how much he loved Justin Fields and that he came in with Justin Fields and that he protected Justin Fields. But it feels like, yes, Caleb Williams is going to be under a lot of scrutiny because he's a Chicago Bears quarterback.
Right.
It feels like, Dan, and I want your reaction to everything that was said here, but it feels like Caleb Williams is the type of guy who will embrace all of that. I don't know about the critiquing necessarily, but just everything going on, the Justin Fields ghosts and the players in the locker room who may still love Justin Fields. I feel like Justin or Caleb Williams should be able to handle some
when
of
you
that.
Set a goal at 10 years old to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, when you set a goal to be immortal as a quarterback, you don't fear ghosts. You don't. Caleb Williams doesn't fear ghosts. He's not going to be staying up at night, you know, looking over the top of the bedsheet going, are there ghosts in here? You know, he's going to attack this with the intent of being the best quarterback to ever play for the Chicago Bears, to be one of the best to ever play in this league. And so I don't think that shadow is going to last for very long. I think there's a strange outside perception of what Justin Fields actually was in his three seasons as a Bears quarterback. Remember, we all know the context. We all know the supporting cast. We all know the things that were not in his favor going through those three seasons. But Justin Fields never surpassed 2,600 yards passing. He had one 300-yard passing game. He won 10 games and I think missed 11, possibly 12 due to injury or illness. So you were more likely to miss a game than you were to win one. And so I don't think it's going to take long for Caleb Williams to surpass the achievement part of what the Justin Fields experience was.
As far as him getting better, yeah, I guess you could make the argument that there was progression at times, for sure. I mean, from year one to his third year with the Bears. But I always look at that Green Bay game where he had a chance to show the world one more time, and the Bears just completely flopped in that game. I mean, like in all aspects. Like they weren't good defensively.
The finale. I felt like it was one of the most appropriate finishes to a season in an era ever, because you know how high the high was the previous week. They're lighting cigars in the locker room after a New Year's Eve win over the Falcons, and there was total momentum building. And I remember driving out of Lambeau Field after that finale loss with Colleen Kane, my colleague at the Tribune, and saying the craziest and sort of the most demoralizing part of this entire night was that it was so predictable. You could see it coming from a mile away, that the Packers were going to zone Justin up. They were going to challenge him to beat him. It was a low possession game, and the Bears didn't get to 10 points. And so it was just like fizzle, you know? And it was like, yeah, of course they fizzled. And they were 7-10, and that was the end.
We must take a break. When we come back, let me throw a question out there to the people who were staunchly in favor of Justin Fields. And this is not to restart an argument about Justin Fields and to go after anybody. I want to know if the people that really supported Justin Fields, have you, for lack of a better way of putting it, have you gotten over it, and are you embracing Caleb Williams? Did the Caleb Williams draft pick, did that quell some of your anxiety over losing Justin Fields? 312-644-6767 is the number. Also, we are going to hear the cautionary tale from Trey Wingo and Caitlin Sharkey coming up in about 25 minutes as well. So we're going to try to jam all of this in the next hour. Mark Grody, Dan Wiederer on the Score.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get back to more of Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
And you know when you hear names like that, Dan Wiederer, Mark Grody, you should assume that we were talking Bears, and that's exactly what we are doing. Caleb Williams is here, but for many, and understandably, it was very difficult for people to let go of Justin Fields. I'm assuming that a lot people listening probably have not necessarily let Justin Fields go. And I felt like from the beginning, I don't think that there was ever as much excitement ever for a draft pick. And maybe Caleb Williams has usurped it. But when they drafted Justin Fields, I don't know, Dan, you tell me, man, was there ever collectively more excitement for a draft pick in your lifetime and even mine, I'm a little bit older, than Justin Fields?
No, man, the energy and the optimism starting that era was incredibly high. And it was that way really through the entirety of Justin's first season and deep into his second season. I remember being at Justin's first practice at rookie camp, and you lay eyes on him for the first time, and you're like, look at this guy. Look how big he is.
Yeah.
Watch him run these sprints. Look how fast he is compared to these other professional athlete teammates he has. Look at the way he throws a football. The gifts were obvious from the minute you watched him. And then ultimately, obviously, there are things that are required at that position in this league that you have to eventually master that Justin never got to. But at the start of the run, there was incredible excitement and enthusiasm for what the Bears could be opening the door to.
Sean Merriman is a former Chargers linebacker. He was last night on the Under Center podcast on NBC Sports Chicago with our fellow Bears reporter Josh Schrock. And he was kind of asked about that dimension with Justin Fields and Caleb Williams and that going forward.
When you talk about the quarterback position now, Caleb got it the worst. I mean, he's going to have it the worst because, for one, Justin Fields leaving. Now the expectations are high because, as we just talked about, Justin Fields didn't play terrible. He actually played well. He was even getting better. And so Caleb has the most pressure coming in. Obviously, a lot of talk of him coming from college and his personality, his characteristics, all these things that really don't matter until he gets on the field. But also, too, every incomplete pass, every interception, he is going to be overly scrutinized in everything he does. I wouldn't want to be him for the world, because if he came and the quarterback before him was just terrible, wasn't performing, that he got it easy. He got it made because he knows he's going to be better than whatever was on the field before. He stepped on the field behind Justin Fields and how he played and how much he was getting better. So that comparison is going to be there until he really flourishes and Justin Fields is completely removed from the Bears' mindset and fan base.
Yeah, I mean, I get some of what he's saying. I mean, we talked to Tevin Jenkins just after 6 o'clock tonight. If you go back and check that out on the Odyssey app, and he talked about how much he loved Justin Fields and that he came in with Justin Fields and that he protected Justin Fields. But it feels like, Caleb Williams is going to be under a lot of scrutiny because he's a Chicago Bears quarterback.
Right.
It feels like, Dan, and I want your reaction to everything that was said here, but it feels like Caleb Williams is the type of guy who will embrace all of that. I don't know about the critiquing necessarily, but just everything going on, the Justin Fields ghosts and the players in the locker room who may still love Justin Fields. I feel like Justin or Caleb Williams should be able to handle
something. When you set a goal at 10 years old to be the number one pick in the NFL draft, when you set a goal to be immortal as a quarterback, you don't fear ghosts. You don't. Caleb Williams doesn't fear ghosts. He's not going to be staying up at night, you know, looking over the top of the bed sheet going, are there ghosts in here? You know, he's going to attack this with the intent of being the best quarterback to ever play for the Chicago Bears, to be one of the best to ever play in this league. And so I don't think that shadow is going to last for very long. I think there's a strange outside perception of what Justin Fields actually was in his three seasons as a Bears quarterback. Remember, we all know the context. We all know the supporting cast. We all know the things that were not in his favor going through those three seasons. But Justin Fields never surpassed 2,600 yards passing. He had one 300-yard passing game. He won 10 games and I think missed 11, possibly 12 due to injury or illness. So you were more likely to miss a game than you were to win one. And so I don't think it's going to take long for Caleb Williams to surpass the achievement part of what the Justin Fields experience was.
As far as him getting better, yeah, I guess you could make the argument that there was progression.
No doubt.
At times, for sure. I mean, from year one to his third year with the Bears. But I always look at that Green Bay game where he had a chance to show the world one more time, and the Bears just completely flopped in that game. I mean, like in all aspects. Like they weren't good defensively.
The finale. I felt like it was one of the most appropriate finishes to a season in an era ever, because you know how high the high was the previous week. They're lighting cigars in the locker room after a New Year's Eve win over the Falcons, and there was total momentum building. And I remember driving out of Lambeau Field after that finale loss with Colleen Kane, my colleague at the Tribune, and saying the craziest and sort of the most demoralizing part of this entire night was that it was so predictable. You could see it coming from a mile away, that the Packers were going to zone Justin up. They were going to challenge him to beat him. It was a low possession game and the Bears didn't get to 10 points. And so it was just like fizzle, you know, and it was like, yeah, of course they fizzled. And they were 7-10 and that was the end.
We must take a break. When we come back, let me throw a question out there to the people who were staunchly in favor of Justin Fields. And this is not to restart an argument about Justin Fields and to go after anybody. I want to know if the people that really supported Justin Fields, have you, for lack of a better way of putting it, have you gotten over it, and are you embracing Caleb Williams? Did the Caleb Williams draft pick, did that quell some of your anxiety over losing Justin Fields? 312-644-6767 is the number. Also, we are going to hear the cautionary tale from Trey Wingo and Caitlin Sharkey coming up in about 25 minutes as well. So we're going to try to jam all of this in the next hour. Mark Grody, Dan Wiederer on the score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.